to the next phase. It's one preseason down. We learned from our mistakes, and we work. We work on it. As the first team, we wanted to set the tempo, we set the pace for the people behind us, and we wanted to follow up on it. It kind of got hectic for a minute, and then they kind of settled down, but they settled down too late. So we just get on top of them and try to push them out here because, it goes quick.
By now, is it over? The 24-hour rule.
Yeah, 24-hour rule. It's over with. It should have been over with since yesterday, but it's over with now. So we move on to the next page.
Landon, some of those young receivers going against them every day in practice. Is anybody really jumping out or separating themselves from the pack in your mind?
Young receivers?
Yeah.
The one we drafted, Sterling. He stepped out the most out of all the younger receivers that's out there. The kid, I don't know his first name, Lewis Jr.
Roger Lewis.
He stepped out pretty to me too. So they're doing great things. They're running their routes precise and getting open and catching the ball. That's the best thing. Catch the ball, get your hands. Your hands touch the ball, you gotta catch it. So. Yeah.
How did you and Darian adjust back there together?
We did well. We did very well. No enemies the whole time I was out there. He didn't have any enemies the whole time he was out there. So it was great. And then just being on the same page, knowing we're supposed to line up and being talkative to one another and making sure. Down distance to where we need to be at and the right spots to be at. It was fantastic, and our corners were sound.
Awesome. Stephen, One Sports Talk. How do you feel like? Do you feel like you're taking on the leadership role currently?
Try my best to every day. Sometimes you get down and you gotta have somebody else to take the leadership. So I try my best to keep myself up tempo and push my guys to the limit because that's what we need when we come out here, especially the type of weather that we're practicing in. And then we get on the field. It's just nothing. You gotta take it to another level. So leadership is a big key and a big factor to our defense and. The person that does it the most and the person that could lead with example and emotions usually puts the team to accept heights, great heights.
And just going back to Darian, you were in a similar situation last year. Mm-hmm. You got thrown in and you kind of had a sink or swim. And you didn't really have anybody, I guess, kind of holding, I don't want to say holding your hand, but You now are in a position to kind of help him along. What kind of a difference does that make, when you're a young guy, you're getting thrown into the deep end, head first, and you have somebody there who can kind of help you understand things a little bit better?
It means a lot because you have somebody that's next to you that has experience, that played a whole entire year, that sees things and kind of get a jump on you. And then you have two veteran corners that knows the game very well. So with that around you, it's hard to make a mistake, because they know the defense, we know the defense. And just being on the same page and constantly working at it and constantly asking each other questions and how we see things, it makes everything smooth. And with that type of communication that we have, it's great.
Landon, if there's one thing in particular that you found out about the starting defensive unit from the limited reps you guys had against Miami, mm-hmm. that you can build off of in the next game against Buffalo, what would it be?
As a defense, making sure we set the edge. That's about it. That's all I could think of because, Miami got to the edge maybe I think twice on our first team. And that's about it. We don't like people running around our defense. So set the edge. That's the biggest thing. We're getting the pressure. We're getting the knockback that we want. We're covering everybody downfield to set the edge so they don't get around our corners because we don't like the 6-yard games that they got last week. This means past game.
How exciting was it to watch the defensive line for that first series? Because they look like they were.
I tell you one thing, it got kind of boring back there. It got kind of boring back there, but that's a good thing because when you got a line like that, your job is easy. All you really do is look for the pass, and look and try to make plays. That's about it. So that's great.
Which I was gonna say, Ethan Over came in and
gave you good great downs. Great downs. Got two sacks, I think. So when you got guys like that can rush the pass, it's fantastic.
What was it like though? It was just a preseason game, just mm-hmm. two series, but. For that group of 11 to be on the field finally after all the talk mm-hmm. this offseason, and to
hold them
to two great outs.
Like I said, we came to prove a point. We have a chip on our shoulder, so by doing so, we came to shut down whoever we play against, and that's our motive, that's our aggression, and that's what we're going to put on the field.